This is Training Pup Audio. Hey Jeremy, I'm just calling to leave you a message. I kind of hope you don't get it until later, but I thought I really needed to come clean about something. You see, our sex has been really boring. I mean, don't take that the wrong way. I love you. Dating you is amazing. You are the best boyfriend a girl could ask for. I mean, making me dinner? That's so sweet. But everything in the bedroom has been really lackluster. I can't mince words. I'm sorry. You know me. I've always been really straightforward and honest. Except for the fact that I'm fucking someone else. And I couldn't tell this to your face, so I thought I'd leave you a message instead. Maybe that makes me a bad person, but, what can you do? But in the spirit of honesty, I really do have to tell you that I've been just horrendously disappointed with our sex life, and I've started seeing this guy, Mike, on the weekends, you know, when you're busy with work, and it's been amazing. I mean, he has got this cock that's, oh my god, it's perfect. It's like 7 inches long, and you know me, I'm no size queen, but it's gorgeous and thick. And fuck if he doesn't know how to use it. Now, I know. We've had sex a number of times, but I gotta tell you, it's been hard for me not to completely roll my eyes every time you thrust your dick into me. It's, you know, average, but on the smaller side of average, and you don't really seem to know what you're doing with it. Which is a disappointment. And it's like you've never seen a clitoris before. I mean, don't you know how women get off? You've never even tried. But Mike, oh my god, Jeremy, he made me come over and over and over again. Did you know that I'm a squirter? You wouldn't. Of course, you've never gotten me to, and quite frankly, I, sort of suspected that I was, but, you should see it. Big, huge puddles all over the place. I thought I had peed the bed, but no, I was just having the biggest, most leg-clenching orgasm that I have ever experienced. I gotta say, it's not that I want to leave you. No, that's not it at all. I want to keep dating you. I want to keep going out with you, coming home to you, cuddling you at night. But I don't think you and I are really going to be fucking anymore. If you can call it that. I mean, come on. You last, what, 5, maybe 10 minutes? Every time Mike and I get together, we bang for like 2 solid hours. The buildup alone drives me crazy. 30 minutes of foreplay is insane. My body feels like it's on fire ages before he even comes close to sliding that magnificent dick into me. And let me tell you, once he does start fucking me, the positions that he puts me in, unbelievable. I didn't even know my body could bend that way. Legs up around his shoulders, his dick thrusting all the way back, hitting the back of my G-spot, Oh, I thought I was going to come then, but then he flipped me over, bent me down doggy style, and just started fucking me ruthlessly. Oh my God, I was screaming into the pillow. I was desperately clinging to the headboard as it banged over and over and over again into the wall. Oh my God, and the names that he called me. Oh my goodness, this whole babe, honey, sweetheart, it's wonderful. You know, it's so endearing, but honestly, the way that he pulls my hair and calls me his dirty little slut, that's what it feels like to be fucking a real man. A man who knows what he wants, knows how to handle me. Oh, and speaking of handling me, he's so jacked. And I know, it's not that you're on the wimpy side, but... Well, we both know that you haven't hit the gym in a while. He picks me up, holds me up against the wall, and just fucks me for 15 minutes while I'm gasping and moaning and biting his shoulder, praying to God that he'll never put me down. Oh my God, it gets me wet just thinking about it. Oh, fuck. I mean, it's pretty fucking good. But again, like I said, I don't want our relationship to stop. This whole thing with him, it's just sex. Pure, amazing, delicious, mind-blowing, animalistic sex. And I don't want that to stop. I'm going to keep cheating on you, Jeremy. If you stay with me, sex is never going to be in the cards. I'll blow you every 2 weeks or so just to keep you happy, to keep you complacent. But at the end of the day, on the weekends, I'm going to be going out and fucking Mike. I'm going to be letting him blow my brains out while I suck down his load. I'm gonna let him smack my ass until it's black and blue. Until I'm dripping wet all over his big, hard cock. Because honestly, this is what I've been looking for months now. I know I should have told you sooner, but quite frankly, not telling you, keeping a secret, it made it really hot, you know? Those Friday nights when I told you I was going out with my girlfriends and headed out to the bar, got me wet just lying to you, knowing that you were gonna sit home and watch Netflix while eating some pizza rolls. It's so sad. Adorable, but not worth fucking. Meanwhile, I'm out at the bar talking guys up. That's how I met Mike, you know. He just came up to me, all confident, glowing like an Adonis, sat down and bought me a drink. Not a Heineken or anything. A real drink, a gin and tonic. It's like he knew me right away. Just looking at him, my panties got so wet. It was lust at first sight. What can I say? And it hasn't stopped, and I don't think it's going to stop. So you're gonna have to decide. Do you want to keep things going? Do you want to stay with me, knowing that every weekend I'm going out and fucking some other guy? Do you think you can deal with that, Jeremy? Knowing that some big, strong, handsome man is fucking me until I scream while you're at home? Let me know. I'm not opposed.